Learning Masechtas Ksubis, Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, and we are starting on Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, 8 lines from the bottom. Rav Chiya Ba'ada Mikri Dardiki Der Shlokesh Ava. Rav Chiya Ba'ada was the Cheder Rebbe for Rav Shlokesh's kids. Have Ifkir Tlasu Yomi. For some reason, all of a sudden, he was missing for 3 days. Loyasa. He took occasion for 3 days. He also, when he came back after 3 days, Amalei, so Shlokesh asked him, I forgot to, like, why were you away? My father left me one vine. It was so much just in Eretz Yisrael. There was so many grapes on it. The first day, I harvested 300 eskalos of grapes. Clusters of grapes. 300 clusters of grapes the first day. And each cluster, eskal agar of yain, each cluster produced a sa'a of wine, which is a big amount. Shani, the next day, not a gimel meyas eskalos, 300 clusters of grapes. And the second day already, the grapes weren't so luscious. They were shtei eskalos legarav, two clusters for a sa'a. Yom shlishi b'tzarati, man, a gimel meyas eskalos, I harvested 300 clusters of grapes. And shalosh eskalos legarav, it was already three eskalos for one sa'a. Even less, the quality is even less. Well, the ma'aseh was a huge amount, just from one grapevine. Mefkarti yoyser mechetzia, and I was hamafka more than half because it was going to go bad. I don't need so much. Amalei, so Shlokas told him, ilav de ifgarta. If not that you missed learning, have avda tvei. It would have done even better. What's the raya? Rashi explains. You saw after every day of missing, it went down. The first day was one eskal per garav. The next day was two eskalos per garav. And third day were three eskalos per garav. You see, it was getting less and less because you were missing learning. Zotik Maravai. The Rambai Cheskel Ikla Lebnei Brak. Rambai Cheskel wanted to went to Bnei Brak. It's in Eretz Yisrael, obviously. Chazin Lahanu Izi. He saw these goats. The Ka'oklim Tusitaini. They were eating under a fig tree. The Kanatav Dovsha Mitaini. And honey was dripping out of those figs. As the Ezim were eating these figs, and honey was dripping out, oozing out, and Cholov was dripping out of the goats. They were mixing together. That's in the Pasuk, Zovas Cholov Udvash. That it's dripping Cholov and Dvash. That's in the Pasuk. Here's Mamash, you see what Matthias. He saw the Dvash, he saw the Cholov. Rav Yaakov ben Dizdai, Melud. Melud Loinoi. From Lud to Einoi is 3 milim. And Pam Achas Kedamti Menashev. One time I woke up early. It was dark outside. I couldn't see where I was going. I couldn't walk on the road. Velachti ad kasuli b'dvash shelteinim. And I was walking up to my ankles in dvash shelteinim. In the honey of teinim. That's how much honey was in Eretz Yisrael. Omer Shlokish. I saw the Zavas Chol Vash of Tzipari. If I have a Shitza Milim, a Shitza Milim. It was 16 mil by 16 mil. That's how big the area was that was full of Chol Vash. Om Rabbi Chana, I saw the Chol Vash of Gantz Eretz Yisrael. Vahava, kebei michsi ad akra de Tobanki. It was, if you gather it all together, all the places in Eretz Yisrael that have this high quality of Zavas Chol Vash, that area would be like from Bemichsi to Akra to Bunki, which is Chav Beis Parsi, Urcha, a 22 Parsi length, every Parsi is 4 mil, Upus Yashisa Parsi. And the width is 6 Parsi, which is 6 times 4 is 24 mil. That's how much the whole area, if you put it all together, condensed it in one area, like Rashi says, because Yishtar of Kol Mekoymais, Yishtar Lekach, this is how much it would come out to, this is how big the area of Zohar's Chol Vash would be. Yeah, from Te'enim. Yeah, Dvash was of honey. It was all from Te'enim. That's what that when it says Zavos Chol Dvash, it means from Te'enim, from the Shiva Saminim.
And the Chol from the
goats. Yeah, from the goats. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Chelboi and Rabbi Avi, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Chanina, these three Amoraim, one time Ikluhu Asra, they went to a certain town in Eretz Yisrael. Aisu Kameya Farsika. They brought in front of him a peach. It was such a big peach. Davake Ilfis Kvahenai. It was like the pots of the Kvahenai. It was as big as a pot. Huge thing. The ilfisah kivahina kamahava, chamisham, it holds 5 sa'am, very big pot. So what they do is one peach, aklustlish, they ate these three amarayim, they ate a third of it, the fkirishlish, they with mafkir a third of it, vinostluf nebehemtum slish, and they gave for the behema a third. The achrayim here all handle, lechayra, you have to give your behema first to eat, or and then definitely why you mafkir before the shlush behema. So some achrenim say the behema had other food because the lucky has to eat until you give the behema food. So why was behema last? But like upon him, either way, it was a huge peach and a third they ate, the third they ate mafkir, the third they gave for the behema. Lashana, the next year, Ikla Rav Elaz Lahasam, Elazar heard about these peaches, he came down to the same city, and they brought him a peach, knocked him yod, he could hold it in his hand. Now, when it was a pat, obviously it didn't fit in his hand. This fit in his hand. A regular sized peach, a little bigger, but basically a regular sized peach. Vamar, and he quoted this pasuk in Tehillim on this. Says the pasuk says, Eretz pri l'malecha meiras yeshviba. The pri turned into salt, which means the ground, the land, the earth that produces such gevaldig peiris turns salty, which makes it doesn't produce such good peiris from the ra'as yeshiva. It must be the averis of the people who live there that caused the peiris to decline. Reb Shuv ben Levi ikla legavla. Reb Shuv ben Levi went to the city called Gavla. Chazinu lahani katufi. He saw these clusters of grapes. They have a kaimik igli. He saw from far these huge cluster of grapes, and he sees that they're so big. They look like small cows. Omar, I see some cows between the vines. Omarle, those are not cows. Ketuvinu, those are big clusters of grapes. Omar, he said, Eretz, Eretz, hachnisi perisayich. He said, Eretz, Eretz, put away your peris. Lemiat the moise peris. Who are you being moise perisayich for? Legoyim halalu sha'omdo alenim chatasenu. There's still a lot of goyim around, and the goyim is still here because of our chatoyim, that we can't get rid of the goyim. So who is all this peris for the goyim? Ikla Rav Chia said, so that was what he said, and we'll see, it caused the grapes to get a little smaller. Ikla Rav Chia Lahasam, Rav Chia came to Lashana, that year, end of that year, Ikla Rav Chia Lahasam, Chazinu, Davakaime, Kiizi, they looked like goats, which are a little smaller than cows, than Agolim. Omar, Izimene Kvarim, I see goats between the Kvarim. Omar Le, Yizil, Lo Yisav Le Kvarim. So they go away. They were scared he's going to land up saying the same thing like of Shua Ben Levi and cause them to get smaller. Therefore, they said, okay, Shkoyach, we don't want you to do what your friend did to us. Torah Ravonim, Rebbe Chesel Shari Tisrael, in the good times, like Rashi Kshashonim of Arachas, in the good times of Eretz Yisrael, Beisa Oisa Chameshes Ribui Kurim. A base saw, that's the area of land, will make 500,000 kurim. How do we know that? How do we get to that cheshbon? Because b'shivasa shal tzoyan, base saw is a shivim kurim. In Tzoyan, which is a very fertile land in Mitzrayim, there a base saw produces 70 kurim. The Tanya, how do we know? The Tanya with the Brisa. Amar Meir. Ani Reisi, when we get now to the cheshbon, how we figured out that in the times of Shvach and Eretz Yisrael, they get 500,000. Okay, because in Tzoyan, the 70 kurim, how do you know? Tanya Rameyer, Aniri Isi Bikas Beishan, I saw in the plateau of Beis Sha'on, which, according to Rashi, speaks out, Beis Sha'on is Shima Shara Ratzis from Chutz Laaretz. Already the Achrayin already asked, the Rasha and others, that we find in other places in Shas that Beis Sha'on is part of Eretz Yisrael, so maybe it's two Beis Sha'ans or other Mahalchin. But upon him, Aniri Isi Bikas Beishan, I saw in the plateau of Beis Shalom, which is out of Eretz Yisrael, that it produced 70 kurim. The most fertile land of all the lands besides Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Mitzrayim. Shunema, Higan Hashem ke Eretz Mitzrayim. Like the pasuk says, that Mitzrayim is like Gan Hashem. And in Eretz Mitzrayim alone, the most fertile place, the best place is Soyan. That's where Malachim used to live. The Chassid says in the pasuk, because in the Tzoyan were the Sarim. There is no rocky place more than Chevron in Eretz Yisrael. That's why there's a lot of basic kfaras in Chevron. And still, Chevron, this rocky place called Chevron in Eretz Yisrael, is Mevune al Achaz B'Shiva B'Tzoyan. It's better seven times than Tzoyan. How do we know? The Chassid says in the pasuk, "V'Chevron Sheva Shanim Nivnasa Lefnei Tzoyan Mitzrayim." Chevron was built 7 years before Tzoyan Mitzrayim. My Nivnasa, you learn when Nivnasa Mamish was built 7 years before. Efsher Adam Boyne Bayis Lebnei Katan Koyim Shivne Lebnei Gadol. Is it possible someone builds something for his smaller son before his older son? Shenem, it says the pasuk in this week's parasha, Parashas Noach, "Uvenecham Kush." Mitzrayim ufut to Canaan. See, Canaan is younger than Mitzrayim. So why would you build for Canaan 7 years before Mitzrayim? So it must be, Nivnasa does not mean built. It means a different lashon. It means Elishim Mevuna. The Lashon Mavona can mean like Lashon Peiris. V'ibane gam anoichim v'en, as the pasuk that says, that Leah said when he gave a wife to Yaakov Avinu. Lashon Mavona means that it's built up with Peiris. So here, Elashon Mavona, it's more fertile, al-achas v'shuvah b'tzayin, seven times of b'tzayin. So akaponim, so now we know that Chevroin is seven times Tzayan. So how many Kurim does it produce? 490 Kurim. Because 7 times 70 is 490. 490 Bikurim. The 490 Kurim is how much a Chevroin can produce. V'hanim ili b'troshim. That's all in the Rocky Land. But what about not Rocky Land in Eretz Yisrael? Av shlei b'troshim, chamishmeya. Another 10 Kurim to make it 500. Why do you say it's not a 10? Mashal handles by 1/50th. They knew that the Metzius is that we're out. If it's not Rocky, you get another 1/50th. So Akaponim, so Chevroin produces 490 Kurim. And everywhere else in Eretz Yisrael is 500. Behind the Mili, Shloi Brichasel. That's not when it's the convention of the years. Al Brichasel, it says, Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Vayizra Yitzchak Ba'oritzahi, Vayimtsa Bashanahi, Meya Sha'orim Vayavachayu Hashem. That says in the Pasuk. So when there's bracha in Eretz Yisrael, it's 100 times. What's 100 times 500? That is 50,000. So that's why we know that in the Brachasel of Eretz Yisrael is 50,000 kurim. Zot Gemara Vayit, Tanya. Om Rav Yesi. Continuing talking about the shvach and the praise of Eretz Yisrael. Tanya, Om Rav Yesi. Saw be Yehuda, ha'isa'isa chamesh sa'im. A one saw in Yehuda of wheat could produce 5 saw of flour, different type of flowers. A lot of them are inferior flowers, but different type of flour. Saw kemach. Kemach, Rashi explains, is the flour. First they take the wheat and they grind it in a very, in a grinder shall grease them, it's called. It's not a very fine grinder. And so you get flour, it's not fine flour. Then it's saw silas. You also get a saw of fine flour. Saw subin. Subin is from the chaff around the chitim. That's subin, and like what they call a bran. And saw morsin, that's the bad part of the bran, which is animal food. Vesaw kiburaya, and a saw of kemach, that's kibur, which you make bread that falls apart, really. So these are 5. So in the bracha of Yehuda, this saw of chitim could produce 5 different flowers, of 5 saw of 5 flowers. Omlai hu tzeduki derachanina, ya. It's taka, unbelievable. Your land is taka. You know, that you praise your land is true. You know why? Because I got a piece of land, and I'll tell you what I got from it. Based on Achaz Nichli Abba, my father left me a base of land. Mimena Meshach, I get from it oil. Mimena Chamar, I get from it wine. Mimena Ibor, I get from it Tvua. Mimena Kitnius, I get from it beans. Mimena Royis Meknosi, and my cattle I'm grazed over there. So I get mamish, unbelievable stuff in the land. Another thing about the praise of Eretz Yisrael. Omalehu bar Amaroi. This is a guy, a Moiri, who lived there before the Klai Yisrael, said, Lebar Aradi Yisrael, said to Ben Eretz Yisrael, Hai talasa the kaima gudin the yardana, that palm tree that you have that's on the banks, this decal that's on the bank of the Yarden, how much does it produce? Kama gzart the menu. How many dates did you get off it? Amalei, shisim kuri, 60 kuri. Amalei, wow. Akatalai alisibo, you barely hear. Achiftu, you already destroyed it? And now maybe esim kuri avagazirin aminei. We got 120. Amalei, no, not like mechai gizik. I mean, from one side of it. Also, I got another 60, so I got 120. Now, the question is that, so you find this Gemara a few times already, that even when the goyim were there, the Eretz Yisrael had this unbelievable shvach. You see here, Bar Amaroi, you saw before when the goyim were there that there was a beginning of the golem there. So why would Hashem do that and make it so fertile even when the goyim were there? You see, these days it's not so fertile. Why? Because we did chatam, we're off the land. So why before we were there it was like that? The answer is because Hashem wanted Eden to go there and wanted to feel when they got there how great the land is. So Hashem already made it for the goyim before the Eden came, made the land great. And this way, when they come, they'll see zavas chal v'dvash. But now that the Eden were there already, now they left. So now already, the land is not the same like it used to be. Omer Rav Chista, my dechsev, what's found in the pasuk that says, Ve'etin l'cha eretz chemda, nachlas tzvi. I'm going to give you eretz chemda, which is referring to Eretz Yisrael, the land that you desired, and it's called Nachlas Tzvi, which Tzvi means a deer. Lomar Yitzol Nimshol Tzvi. Why is Yitzol compared to a deer? Lo Yimalach Mat Tzvi Zeh Ein Oyer Maxi Busaroi. Just like a deer, when you take off the R, you take off the skin, and then you try to put it back over the basar, it will not fit because it contracts, it gets smaller. Afar Yitzol Ein Machazakas Parasa. Yitzol also cannot hold its paris. Rashi explains Oyse Parasah Merubim. It makes a lot of paris. Ad Ein Mokum Latzdiyah. There's no place to put them. It can't even hold its own pairs. Dova acha, matzvi ze kal mekol achayos. Afar Yisrael kal mekol rochus levash perisel. Just like the tzvi is very quick, same thing. Eretz Yisrael is mevashel its pair is very quick. Imatzvi ze kal ve'im besari shaman. Okay, you say it's like a tzvi. The pairs go very quick, but maybe it's like a tzvi where the meat is not so fatty. If someone goes to a restaurant and buys a deer meat, you see it's not so fatty. It's not so good. So maybe it's very quick, but the quality is not as good. That's good shmack of Paris. Says no. Tamaloymar zovas chod vash shmeinim mechalov umesuk medvash. It's fatter than chalov, and it's fat, you know, like it's more fat than that. Umesuk medvash and sweeter than dvash. So these Paris are high quality Paris, and they grow quickly. What? No, you don't know if it's Metzias because it's all. Well, yeah, from the stories. But here, the Paul saying this is going to be this is the bracha to Eretz Yisrael. It's a bracha Eretz Yisrael. It's take the gas when you tell me tzvi. See, it goes very quick. Eretz is talking about what Eretz Yisrael is supposed to be like. These days, it's not like that. What it's supposed to be like. Rabbi Elazar, ki ha solik l'Eretz Yisrael Omar, when he went up to Eretz Yisrael, you're going to see there's a pasuk in Yecheskel that had three different shvuas that Hashem told Klai Yisrael that they're going to suffer from in Golus. And he said, when he got up there at Shaul, Patel Mechada, you saved me from one of the Shavuos. One of the Klalos, we call it. The Shavuos are Klalos. Or rather say, one of the Klalos. Patel Mechada, you saved me from one of the Klalos. Kisamchu, when it got Smicha, Patel Mechada, from two of the Klalos. Kiasvu, when they put me into the Bezdin, that decides about the Ibra Shana, I'm a Patel Mechada, you saved me from three of the Klalos. What are we referring to? So it says in the pasuk Shenema. It says in the pasuk Vahoisa. It's a klala. Vahoisa Yadi El Navi Machoizim Shav Vakoyis Mkazav Vesoid Ami Lo Yu Vekzabe Yisrael Lo Yikasevu Vel Admas Yisrael Lo Yevoyu Viyadatem Ki Ani Hashem Elikim. So the Gemara Darshan is like this: Vesoid Ami Lo Yihu Zeh Soid Ibur. That means that one of the klalas are you're not going to know and not going to be part of the Soid Ibur making Ibur Hashana. You're not going to have smicha. And you're not come to Yisrael. Come Hashemai like it's mashma. So when he got to Yisrael, he said, "Okay, I saved myself from the klal of Adam Yisrael Yevo." When he got smicha, he saw that he saved himself from the klal of Ksav Yisrael Kasevu. And when he was part of Soid Ibur, he saw that it was not part of the Soid Amilayu, which is Soid Ibur.